GOP operatives tell Axios they are worried that their worst possible scenario is unfolding in the Texas Senate primaries. Why it matters? Senator John Cornyn's seat has long been a virtual lock for the GOP, but competitive races in both parties' primaries on Tuesday, and the national headwinds facing Republicans, have blown up all assumptions. Zoom out, top Republican campaign operatives believe James Tallarico, a state house member and seminary student, has a slight edge over his Democratic rival, Representative Jasmine Crockett, heading into Tuesday. Republicans widely believe Tallarico and his progressive Christian campaign pitch would be a tougher general election opponent than Crockett, a liberal who's drawn national attention with her sharp criticism of the Trump administration. At the same time, GOP strategists say Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, a MAGA loyalist they regard as a weaker November candidate than Cornyn, has the advantage over the senator on Tuesday. If recent polls are right, Paxton and Cornyn are expected to be the top two vote-getters in the crowded Republican primary. They would face each other in a May 26th runoff, if neither gets a majority of the GOP vote on Tuesday. A Paxton versus Tallarico match in November would be unnecessarily competitive and costly for Republicans when they're facing tight races nationwide that could cost them control of the House and Senate, one GOP operative told Axios. Reality check, no one's really sure what's going to happen Tuesday, particularly on the Democratic side. Polls in the Tallarico-Crockett race have been all over the place, with several showing Crockett leading, with Tallarico closing fast, and now ahead in some surveys. Zoom in. National GOP groups hoping for a Cornyn versus Crockett general election have spent tens of millions of dollars to try to defeat the scandal-plagued Paxton. Paxton has faced allegations that he abused his office and engaged in infidelity. The intrigue, Republican groups also have quietly tried to boost Crockett, including by working behind the scenes to nudge her into the Senate race. Tallarico has drawn millions in donations from across the country, thanks to frequent appearances in national media, including a controversial interview on Stephen Colbert's TV show. Those donations have fueled a robust ad campaign across Texas, as he's outspent Crockett. Yes, but some recent polling, including surveys done by the University of Texas and University of Houston, have shown Crockett with the lead. Crockett, who is black, has said that suggestions she couldn't win a statewide election in Texas are rooted in racism. And on Friday, she won a surprise endorsement from former Vice President Harris. What next? Republicans are watching to see whether Trump will endorse Cornyn, which would give the four-term senator a big boost. Senate Majority Leader John Thune of South Dakota has been lobbying the president to back Cornyn. Trump declined to make an endorsement during a visit to Corpus Christi, Texas, on Friday, where he lavished praise on Cornyn and Paxton. They are both great people, he said. Cornyn's ability to get Trump support and additional money from national Republican groups could depend on how close to Paxton he finishes on Tuesday. Cornyn has received extensive support from the Senate Leadership Fund, a Thune-backed super PAC, but a person familiar with the group's plans cautioned SLF will continue to spend for Cornyn if it's clear there is a path to victory.